Chapter 40. Reggie's and Shaw's journey to see the Goya exhibit consisted of a winding ride over mountains and a series of stomach-churning switchbacks. The topography had changed completely as they ventured southwest. The area was dominated by calcium and limestone quarries. It reminded Shaw of the White Cliffs of Dover in England. "This really is quite extraordinary," said Reggie, after they'd arrived at the exhibit, and she peered around the rock walls. They were on the outskirts of Les Baux de Provence, at the top of the Alpi mountain range, in an old stone quarry that had a bird's-eye view of the Val d'Enfer, or Valley of Hell. It was an unusual place for an art experience. Every wall that she and Shaw could see was lighted up, and the masterpieces of Spaniard Francisco José de Goya y Lucientes stared back at them in pixeled glory. There were typical portraits of Spanish royalty, but also the nude and clothed Mayas that had created a public uproar when they were unveiled and were subsequently confiscated during the Spanish Inquisition for being obscene. The works of the late Spaniard were also displayed on the floors. It was a little unnerving to be walking on acknowledged masterpieces, but after a few minutes one simply became entranced with the spectacle. Thematic music filtered across the darkened space, but there was no accompanying narrative audio. Prose was displayed along the walls, giving information about Goya's career. The images constantly changed as Shaw and Reggie walked along. One moment they were awash in brilliant colors. Other times, the hues darkened, casting a sobering feel over them. A few attendants in uniforms were present, not to direct the patrons, but only to admonish anyone attempting to touch the walls. When Reggie and Shaw arrived at the section of the caves depicting Goya's later, far darker work, she fell silent. Shaw glanced over the brochure they'd been given at the entrance. However, it was bare bones, and did not tell what any of the paintings were. "Pretty grim," he said to Reggie, as a sad tune filled their ears. "That's the 3rd of May, 1808, she said, gesturing to the painting depicting French soldiers firing on defenseless Spaniards. "It commemorates Spanish resistance to Napoleon's invasion of their country." "Were you an art history major?" She shook her head. "No, just interested in it." Reggie stared at the man in the white shirt in the portrait, his arms raised either in surrender or, more likely, defiance. His eyes captured the full horror of his situation. He and everyone around him were about to die. "When I told Waller that Goya was hardly an uplifting artist, he said something strange."
"What was that?"
"Though he agreed the paintings were bleak, he said they were also powerful insights into the human soul, and he said something that really gave me a chill." She hesitated, as though she simply wanted to drop this thread of conversation.
"What did he say, Janie?" Shaw prompted.
"He said that the potential for evil lurks in everyone." She turned to Shaw. "I told him I didn't believe that. Do you?" When Shaw didn't answer right away, she said, "Never mind. It doesn't matter." She looked over at the painting again. "This piece actually inspired later works by Monet and Picasso. People slaughtering other people. What an inspiration." Reggie wrapped her arms around herself and shivered. The temperature had dropped 30 degrees as soon as they passed through the entrance to the quarry and stepped inside the Cathedral d'Images, as it was known.